We sent Jaime out to the Pokemon pub crawl.
Which is?
It's a Pokemon pub crawl. Explain what happened, Eric, because you went too. Huh? I wasn't going to go, but...
We don't play Pokemon,
it's basically
so
like
you played it at least once.
Yeah, it's basically like you're bar hopping to three different bars throughout the night, and you stay an hour at each bar, and then they jump to another one. Okay. And everyone like moves over there, but we're playing
kind
Pokemon.
Like speed, it's kind of like speed dating.
nothing like speed dating.
No, yeah. I wasn't trying to pick up nobody there.
Yeah.
But the Pokemon.
With the Pokemon.
The only thing you can catch is the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Do they bring like special Pokemon or anything?
No, but the whole thing of Pokemon Go, the more people are playing in a certain area, the more Pokemon show up, especially rare ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we couldn't even get a drink.
Yeah.
Why? It was hard to catch a drink there.
Yeah.
you go to play Pokemon, but you couldn't go and drink.
Yeah. No, yeah. Because
what'd they do? Run
Michael
out?
Michael was at the bar for like, what, 30 minutes?
The last bar, 30 minutes. The first bar was 20 minutes. These guys were going around doing the bits. Yeah. I was still at the bar. I was trying to get them drinks.
I couldn't even get them drinks.
So I wanted to go, because I don't know what's going on with this Pokemon thing. So I wanted to go and see what this whole thing was about.
Okay.
Right. The first bar we walk into, it was the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. Everyone's on their phones. Like, there's groups of people. They're not even talking to each other.
Everybody's just looking down.
They're like trying to. One guy has two phones out. And he's doing two things.
He was one of them that got hired to do the Pokemon, most likely, if he's got two phones.
I don't know. But either way, it was the saddest thing. I've talked to these guys. I'm like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. No one's
really?
Talking to each other. Yeah.
Michael's the other one not looking at his phone.
Yeah.
We're talking.
The first time ever, I'm the one that's not looking at my phone in a social event.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, let's play the Pokemon theme just because in the mood. Yeah, that's enough of that. Here is Jaime entering the Pokemon pub crawl.
I'm right here at the Pokemon Bar Hop in Deep Ellum, Dallas, Texas, baby.
Twilight Bar.
The Twilight Bar.
Yeah.
With Eric Starr and
Taylor,
Natalie,
Josh.
Are y'all masters? Any of y'all masters at Pokemon?
I wish. I'm over 100 Pokemon though.
So what level are you?
I'm at level 22.
Oh my God! What level are you?
I am level 5.
She's like, she started like me.
What team are you guys on? What team?
Valor.
Really?
Oh my God!
Team Mystic.
Oh, of course you are.
We hate each other.
I know.
I haven't even got on a team yet.
Yeah, what level are you on?
Level 9.
Oh, your team Instinct. He's team Instinct.
Hey.
I'm just trying to graduate, man. Y'all having fun out here?
Oh, yeah. You?
Yeah, man. We just left you. Were y'all over there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Ty.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just making a round. Try to see what we can do.
Oh,
put
yeah.
people on the radio, you know. Make a live.
I know, right? Go for it.
All right, nice meeting y'all.
Nothing sexier than the drunk white girl voice. Nothing sexier.
I don't think they were even drunk.
That's a sad part.
I was gonna say there's nobody getting drinks.
What's a Pokemon master? I don't get that. He was determined to find a Pokemon master.
Well, I don't think he's gonna find one.
What is that? Somebody who's caught them all?
Caught them all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's not even one person that's caught them all.
No, there
right?
has been. Oh, yeah, really? There has okay. been.
Well, he's trying to find one.
All right, what's your name?
Jimmy.
It's Jimmy and
Eva.
And Eva, we're here at the Pokemon event. Y'all catching Pokemon. How many y'all caught already?
We got a good amount. We got a Machoke and a Clefairy, so it's pretty good.
What level are you?
Huh?
What level are you?
I'm level 7. Almost 17.
Oh, my God. You up there. Have you met any masters out here?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
I don't think there are masters in Dallas. They got to come from all over the place. For real. You know masters when you got them all.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get it out there unless you don't cheat. So, I mean.
Yeah. Buy them or whatever.
All good.
All right. Nice meeting y'all. Have
fun. You can't buy them. You can't buy it.
I like how he acts like he's an expert.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he just played like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, but he's playing it off really good. He sounds awesome.
And then here's Jaime taking my idea for Ghostbusters Go and presenting it like it's his own.
All right. I'm here with
Daryl Radcliffe.
Oh, I know that guy. Daryl? Are you there
Daryl.
When he. Yeah, Daryl Radcliffe. I know him.
Daryl Radcliffe, what do you think about this Pokemon event?
It's great. It's good to see so many people coming together, enjoying the city, exploring. It's a lot of fun.
Was he drunk?
Everybody running around with their phones in
could
their hands
be.
Trying to catch wildlings.
You know, it's like the Pokestops are pretty great. And it's nice that it's a bar crawl. So once you're done catching Pokemon, You can talk to people in real life.
Everybody drunk, walking down the street catching Pokemon.
Well, hopefully people are drinking responsibly.
That sounds right. That sounds good. I think they're going to come out with a Ghostbusters game like this, and people are going to be chasing Ghostbusters in libraries, at the train stop, Best Four Legs.
My idea.
They're going to be all at Walmart trying to catch a ghost. Would you play that?
As long as we catch the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Ah, that's right. No, it was. I think it was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yes.
All right, it was nice meeting you.
Wow.
Jaime corrected somebody else.
Look at Jaime actually knowing a name to something. Wow. He showed somebody up.
I don't remember Jaime seeing
doesn't
that
know, like, Jaime will meet you, and he'll have no clue what your name is for, like, a year.
Yeah.
No clue.
Yeah.
And you'll be, he's a tattoo guy, so he'll tattoo you and all that stuff, have no clue who you are.
Yeah.
This is, Jaime can't even catch a Pokemon when he does find one on his phone, so this girl has to help him.
Oh, yeah.
This clip was, like, originally, like, 8 minutes long. This is how long it took him to catch Pokemon, but we trimmed it down.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
I need to pull out my phone and see what I can catch, because I see you catching everybody. Oh, my God, who's that?
It's a Machoke.
I've been to catch Machoke, too.
I'm going to catch a Machoke, too.
What level are you?
Well, level 21.
I got to catch that thing. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
See, you got Charmander over there. It was over there.
I'm finna catch this wild charmer. I'm just a level 8 myself.
Okay.
Wild charmer.
I'm trying to get where you at.
It took a while. Yes, Machoke, I got it. Charmander.
You know, they be, oh my God. I hate it when they break free. That's just a waste of balls.
I know. It's first Machoke, I got
it. Save
that's
that.
What I want. Oh my God, girl. Lucky.
Then he
got out again.
Okay, I can get a Charmander now. You gotta get it. Is it going away? You got Machoke though, look.
It went away. Oh, Machoke. He's helping me catch the Machoke.
There we go.
Oh, we got it. Let's hope he don't break out. If he don't break out, we all right. Stay.
Oh, man.
He broke out. The Machoke broke out.
Oh, you got
that. We got it that time.
Yeah, it should be in here now.
Explain that to me. When you throw the balls at the Pokemon, he can still break out?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not until... You can't catch it until it's, like, locked.
Okay.
Normally, it's about, like 3 seconds or so.
Okay.
Or like
so you have to wait.
And, like, the ball, like, after you catch them or they go into the ball, it lights up, like, 3 times, the ball. And then after the 3rd time, he might break out or it might, like, click and, like, lock in.
Oh, okay.
Now, Courtney, if you were at the bar and this guy came up to you asking all these questions.
He looks
like
Baloo the bear from Jungle Book.
How would you feel? Because I'm listening to it right now. I'm all like, how are these girls even talking to him?
She even said, let me help you. Grabs his phone.
They feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
I would be like, dude.
Oh, like, my God,
yeah,
girl.
It's a waste of ball.
Yeah.
It's a waste of ball.
I would be like, this guy's
he broke out twice already.
I know. We're going to try it again, though.
If y'all look at the Machoke, he's a real big, stocky, purple guy, kind of like me.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
Like so
hey, third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
Okay.
Oh, we got him. That's it. That was a high ball. That's it.
Yeah.
We got him.
Yeah. It does not
oh my God. This is the 4th time I'm trying to catch this Machoke.
Machoke.
He knows he's even fighting back.
It's
is he swinging back?
Yeah.
He's a fighter. Oh, that's it. That's got to be it. We got him. Come on, baby. Lock it in.
Yes, you got it.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Machoke was caught.
All right.
There you go. And your Pokedex.
Yes. I need to level up to level 10 tonight.
Yes.
What level are you again?
Level 21.
All right. On the MZ now. So thanks a lot for helping catch them choke.
Thank you.
It took them like 8 minutes to catch, and like 4 or 5 tries, if I understand the clip correctly. I know it's hard to hear. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But then he runs into a girl he thinks is level 75.
Yeah, right.
Which is impossible.
Right.
It only goes up to like level 40.
40, yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're here with?
Taylor.
I know earlier you were telling me that you were level 75.
No, I'm level 17.
Oh, all right. Damn. I'm over here telling everybody there's a level 75 in here. Like, what the?
Oh,
that's almost a master right there, man. For real? I thought you told me 75 at the other bar.
No.
I was like, wow, she's been doing it for real.
And then he tells Eric, he really thought she was level 75.
Right.
Eric, she wasn't a level 75, she was a level 17. I thought she was 75. No. I said, damn. I'm already telling everybody she was a level 75.
I know.
Wow.
You liar.
My bad. I retract that statement.
He's having such a great time. And then not everyone was there to play Pokemon. In fact, some people didn't like that people were there playing Pokemon.
Y'all not here for the Pokemon?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
We were playing their thing.
If you want to interview me about the side effects of Pokemon in America, you're more than welcome to.
We're talking about the side effects in America with
Devin.
Devin, she's not here for the Pokemon event, y'all, but she's here to get her drink on. All right, tell us the side effects.
I did have like a really great spot by the bar, and then all these Pokemon heads in their Pikachu hats came and took my spot by the bar. And I just really think America needs to just like put their phones down.
They just ran you away.
I agree, yeah.
How many drinks you down now?
I've had a lot of drinks.
Oh, you all right then. It was nice meeting you. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Just to Casey, Gable, and Christine, my friends here, who are also not Pokemon players.
Non-Pokemon players. They're here for the drink. Oh, my gosh. She's a level what?
I'm a level 4. I have like 9 Zubats.
Oh,
I would like to retract my shout-out to Gable.
It was nice meeting y'all. Have a good one.
I'm a level 4.
That girl was real bitter.
Who
because
was?
Because that girl, the first one, talking about that all these Pokemon heads came in with their
I was
Pikachu
with her.
Hats.
I'm going to join her cause.
Okay, but there wasn't anybody with Pikachu hats on.
That's true.
She was like making this stuff up in her head.
Yeah. All right. And this, we're literally walking to the Uber. It's here. And Jaime decides he wants to talk to this one last chick because she was hot.
What's her name?
Mandy.
Mandy. Shout out to Mandy. You ain't here for the Pokemon Go thing?
I am, yeah.
Well, the bar's right there. Where you going?
Well, I'm meeting my friend first.
Do you play Pokemon?
Yeah.
What level are you?
Level 9.
Oh, I'm on level 8. You got me beat. What team are you on?
Mystic.
Oh, I haven't chosen a team yet. You finna get tore up? You here for the drinks or you here for the Pokemon?
Pokemon. Both, yeah.
I was here for both, too. We're trying to get out of here now, though.
All right, and then the last one.
But this girl was dressed up like she was going to the beach.
Oh, it was like I don't remember.
With this big old like black like sun.
Yeah.
Like
it was like 10 at night.
Yeah, it was like sunshades and like her like blouse was like all cut up. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on?
And then we're in the Uber and Jaime still has the recorder going on and he starts talking to our Uber driver who happens to be a huge Pokemon fan as well.
We're here with our Uber driver. What's your name?
My name's Kenneth Marshall.
Kenneth Marshall. He's driving us back to the studio. And he's a Pokemon Going fan. He also, what level are you? You playing Pokemon, right? What level are you?
I'm a trainer level 17.
Oh my God, 17. I'm an 8. Wow. So did you choose a team already? Who you with?
I'm with Team Instinct.
Instinct?
Yep.
Oh my God. No, I don't know. I ain't chose a team yet. I'm just still at level 8. I don't know how to choose a team yet.
Free agent.
I'm a free agent. I'm trying to become a millionaire off of this stuff. All right. So you enjoying the night? We're the first people that you dropped off over here. Picked up at the Pokemon Go charade thing?
Charade.
Yeah.
That's
charade
Chris
event, whatever we want to call it. I call it the charade. Anyways, man, I think I caught like maybe 10 Pokemon here at these bars. You would have enjoyed it, man. You would have enjoyed it. Yeah. I don't know.
you can barely hear me in the back.
You got the same one, that purple one. Which one was it called? No, there's a bunch of Rattatats. I don't even catch those no more. Rattatats are all over the place. Those are like for free, I think.
Purple bug-eyed one?
No, this was. It had like a spikes on his head, and he was a purple one. He was standing too tall, and he was a purple man with big muscles. Let me look. I gotta look at my.
Oh, Machoke.
Yeah, Machoke. Yeah. There you go. That's the one I caught coming in the door, man. I was like, oh my God, me and this girl I got on the radio, caught it together. She helped me out. Shout out to, I think her name was Brenda. Not Brenda from Stranger Things,
it wasn't
but
Brenda
from Deep Ellum. You know, the Brenda from Stranger Things didn't even make it. They just went ahead and chopped her out that movie or the show.
They really did.
Like, wow.
And he's sober, right?
No, it's on my to watch list.
Oh, you have to watch.
It's there's definitely a good one.
My sister's trying to give me to watch my friend.
It was Brenda.
It was Becky or something, wasn't it?
No, it was Brenda or Brandy. One of the
two.
No. That's not even close.
Look it up. I bet you it's Brenda.
Yeah.
Barbara. There was Barbara. All right, Barbara. I retract the Brenda. Who is Brenda?
Who is Brenda? All right.
No, we weren't drunk, though. We had one beverage
yeah.
that Michael bought. That's it.